Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And I just want you to know about these shutdowns that are happening around the country. Reminder here, not one politician has missed a single paycheck during COVID-19. Find me one. Find me a politician who is dictating all of these new rules on Americans that has actually missed a single paycheck during COVID and during these lockdowns. You have significant lockdowns coming right now. And one of the reasons why this is happening is because they don't want you to be focusing on the other issues that are happening, right? They don't want you to be focusing on Eric Swalwell, the fact this guy's in the Intel Committee and compromised by the Communist Chinese. They don't want you to be focusing on what's going on with Hunter Biden. Kevin McCarthy actually came out on Fox News Channel talking about this, and he said after he was briefed by the FBI on how compromised Representative Swalwell, who is a Democrat, who is being defended by Nancy Pelosi. She knew all about him sleeping with a spy for years and putting people in his office that were other spies from this woman, that he shouldn't be on the Intel Committee yet. There he is. But don't worry. We're really trying to save your life during COVID with this rescue bill, this package. We're going to spend almost $1 trillion of your dollars to send out, quote, free money. Now, this is all nothing but a distraction at this point from the real stories here, which is China. Which is Swalwell, which is Hunter Biden. Take a listen to what Kevin McCarthy had to say earlier.
Well, you are right that Friday we finally got our FBI briefing. It was just the Speaker Nancy Pelosi and myself. It was a very thorough briefing. No one that was in that room could walk out and say Eric Swalwell should be on the Intel Committee. I don't know, they had a briefing before in 2015, and I don't know what that briefing was like compared to this one, but it could not have been the same. The one answer that I got out of that briefing was there is no way Eric Swalwell should continue to serve on the Intel Committee. And the challenge here is the leaders of both parties are the only people who select to go on the Intel Committee. That is why today, Maria, what I'm going to request that every single member on the House Intelligence Committee gets the exact same briefing from the FBI that I did. Because if this individual is sitting on this committee, Eric Swalwell, they've got to know the background of what has gone on.
Now, don't worry. We're not going to talk about this in the mainstream media because we've got bigger issues. We've got a big government stimulus that's going to come fix all of your problems the stimulus that was needed months ago that the Democrats purposely delayed. That's how much they really don't care about you. Right? It was delayed months ago. And the reason why it was delayed months ago is because it was bad politics at the moment for them. They were afraid you would get a check, you would give credit to Donald Trump, they wouldn't win the election. So they decided to purposely hurt businesses, small business owners, and everybody else involved for months when they knew that this money was needed months ago to help people. And they said, nope, we're going to wait till after the election. We'll roll the dice. We're going to roll the dice and wait because we want the check to come really close to January the 20th. We want this check to the American people and these small business loans to come close to January the 20th so that we can claim credit for it. Not Donald Trump. It's too risky this close to the election. Way too risky. This close to the election. To actually send money and help and aid to business owners and small business owners. Way too risky. We can't do it. What's wrong with you people, right? How could you possibly think that this is a good idea? So the Democrats played politics. Well, now they've got bigger problems. They've got Hunter Biden. They've got Eric Swalwell. So let's now throw it all together right before Christmas. Let's do the deal we should have done in theory months ago. And then this will all just disappear from the headlines. And so far, it has worked. Now, let me tell you what's actually in this bill so you understand what you are paying for. Because the media acts like this is like fictitious money. It's not. It's real money. And who's going to pay for it is you. Your tax dollars are going to pay for this. Now, Hill leaders have announced they've reached a $900 billion, almost $1 trillion COVID relief deal. You're supposed to jump up and down. They say it's going to give you much-needed relief for small businesses, unemployed Americans, healthcare workers, vaccine distribution. Some of these things are legit. So what's actually in it? The legislation will include, they say, direct payments of up to $600 per adult and child. That's good news. People need help right now. Aid for struggling small businesses by providing $284 billion for forgivable Paycheck Protection Program loans. $25 billion in rental assistance and an extension of the eviction moratorium, as well as $82 billion for education providers like schools and colleges to help reopen classrooms safely. $82 billion just disappeared for that. Meanwhile, what are they actually doing? They're shutting us down everywhere, which goes back to the opening comment that I made to you. Not one politician in this country has missed a single paycheck during COVID. Why is that? Why is it they're coming in, shutting down your businesses, but allowing other businesses to stay open? New York restaurants have had enough, by the way, and many of those restaurants that are shutting down will never open again. People that invested everything have also lost everything, and they're never going to get it back. Many of these restaurant owners are actually moving out of state because they've realized that they cannot reinvest. They would be stupid to reinvest in an area. Right. They would be stupid to reinvest in an area to try to make this do this again. Knowing that they can shut you down again. Knowing that they can completely take away your livelihood at a moment's notice. And many of the people doing this aren't even elected officials. Or elected officials are saying, I'm going to do it no matter what. And there's nothing you can do to stop me. So get ready for this. Now, New York City, and this is a liberal state, a very liberal city, even the restaurant owners there have said, all right, we've had enough. They're now joining together saying no more for Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo. When I say no more, what does that mean? New York City restaurants, some prominent ones, are now calling to ban the governor and the mayor from eating in their establishments indefinitely. These decisions to ban Governor Cuomo come after he banned indoor dining for a second time, leaving restaurants crippled during the holiday season when they desperately needed the money. Don't worry. During a blizzard, he said you can still eat outside, and some people actually did it, just showing how absurd it is that you can eat outside during a pandemic in a blizzard, and that's supposed to sustain your business, which it wouldn't. The indoor ban is the second of the year, with at least half of the city's restaurants in danger of closing. Temperatures plunging, snowstorms are in the area. Hey, but you can eat outside. It's cool. Restaurants are furious with Cuomo's latest decision because Only 1.3% of coronavirus cases have originated from eateries over the last 3 months, the science shows. The majority of people that are getting sick are not getting sick in a restaurant. They're getting sick hanging out with their families, which brings us back to shutdowns that we're having all over the country. Why are we shutting down restaurants? The science doesn't make sense. But first, if you want to help the people in Georgia with what's going on there with the Senate election, then you need to join AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country, for free right now. I'm going to give you a free membership because it's important that we now stand with the people of Georgia and that we fight to make sure that they have a free and fair election. Whatever happens in Georgia is what's going to be what's going to happen with the country. What's going to happen in Georgia is going to decide the fate of an unbelievable amount of legislation. If they're able to win in Georgia, it is over. The Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the White House. So if you are ready to get in on all this action and to fight back and to stand with other conservatives to protect the Senate, join the number one conservative organization in the country right now. It is called AMAC for free. That's right, for free. Call them. Use my name, Ben, when you call them. Or you can go online to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. www.benfreeonline.com. You can get your free membership to the number one conservative organization in the country, benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. And join the number one conservative organization in the country. The question everybody should be asking themselves is, why are politicians picking on restaurants? Nationwide, we are seeing that restaurants are not the super spreaders that anybody would imply. The super spreaders are actually families hanging out with families, friends hanging out with friends. And there's a false sense of security with COVID-19 that you can lower your mask, lower your guard because you are around family and or friends. It also makes sense. You trust these people. And when you trust these people, many people believe, well, I trust them, right? I trust you. And if I trust you, then I'm going to take my mask off because I don't feel like you're going to infect me, mom or dad or aunt, uncle, cousin or neighbor or best friend. What we're seeing is through contact tracing, overwhelmingly, the transmission of COVID-19 is not happening to you by a stranger. That's where you have your guard up. That's where you're wearing your mask the most. It's actually happening with your friends and your family when you put your guard down. We also know nationwide that of all the transmission we've seen from contact tracing, where people are not getting COVID-19, okay, where they're not getting it, is in restaurants. Restaurants socially distancing the tables, people wearing their masks until they start eating or until they are seated drinking. This is not the problem. We're seeing, on average, based on whose numbers you look at, between 1 to 1.5% of all COVID transmissions are coming from restaurants and bars. The point is, it is insane to be shutting down the bars and restaurants. In fact, grocery stores, Walmart, places like that, are having a higher transmission rate. Of course, they say, well, those are deemed essential. And you, as an American, if you own a business that we decided is somehow arbitrarily non-essential, have to shut down. Why do you think all this is happening right now? Somebody answer me that question, please. It's because Democrats need a distraction. That's exactly why. They're trying to destroy this economy and destroy your businesses, I would argue now, on purpose, because that's how they gain the ultimate power. If you are weak, they are strong. If you are poor, they are rich. If you are in need, they have power. And this is all about power. 100% power. This is a power grab. Has been since day one. Why do you think these liberal cities keep shutting things down? And do these shutdowns work based on statistics? The answer is overwhelmingly no. Let's go to the UK. Look at Europe. They had shutdowns in October of restaurants and these total shutdowns, lockdowns, stay-at-home orders. And they said, if we do it now, folks, it's going to be okay. Because if we do it now, then you can have Christmas with your family. Guess what? They're not having Christmas with their families. That's right. They're not having Christmas with their families. And you want to know why? Because the lockdowns don't work. Because people continue to put down, to take down their masks, to lower their guard around their family and friends because they feel like they are safer. It's not accurate. It's not truthful. It's not authentic. The numbers show the restaurants are not the problem. Say it again. The restaurants clearly show that it's not the problem. But they're going to shut down everybody again. What these restaurants are doing in New York is right. The stats, the facts, the science say that 1.3% of coronavirus cases originated from eateries over the last 3 months in New York. As one restaurant owner put it, this is insane. They're basically shutting down an industry and throwing thousands of people out of work because restaurants were linked to 1.4% of all the cases. She said, one business owner said, it's criminal. Restaurant operators saying, we can only take so much pain, and we've already hit that threshold. Other restaurant owners saying, I can't shut down, I'll lose everything. The idea that these shutdowns are going to last only a two-week period is also a lie, because we know with the numbers rising that in 2 weeks the numbers are not going to go down. So they're selling you this over Christmas. Oh, we're just going to lock down for 2 weeks, just over Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's, right? It's going to be fine. They're going to extend all of these orders nationwide wherever they put them in. It doesn't matter where you live. It's impossible that this is going to be fixed in a two-week period. We also know that because we've also tried it before, and a two-week period didn't work. So when they put these lockdowns to the people and they say, oh, it's just going to be 2 weeks and we'll reevaluate, they're full of crap. It's going to be much longer than 2 weeks, folks. Anyone tells you it's not going to be 2 weeks, they're scumbags. They're not telling you the truth. They're lying to you. It is going to be much longer than 2 weeks, and everybody knows it's going to be much longer than 2 weeks. This is going to be a shutdown throughout virtually all of January, and everybody knows it. Anyone that tells you anything differently, they don't care about you. And the majority of the people making these decisions on these shutdowns are not elected officials, which is another one of the huge problems that needs to be fixed by the legislature. The legislature needs to fix this, and they need to fix it quickly. They need to take away the power of these non-elected individuals to ruin your life and everything that you've built and everything that you've tried to do. But remember, this is also a great way for them to gain an incredible amount of power. An ungodly amount of power. When you are weak, they are strong. When you are poor, they are rich. I'm referring to socialist governments. And if you don't think this is about doing exactly that, making you weak and them extremely strong, you are not paying attention to what's actually happening. You need to wake up. This is about exactly that. This is about them being weak and them being strong and you being weak. You need them if you don't have a job, if you don't have a paycheck, you need them. You definitely need them. If you can't pay your bills, and they know it. They're not stupid. They're smart. They're not idiots. They're intelligent. You put so many people out of work when you shut down restaurants. You're decimating communities and industries and small business owners. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. It's exactly why these people in New York are saying enough already. This is insane. A woman said of a founder of Tapas chain Boqueri in New York City. Restaurant operators will only take so much pain. We're not going to do it anymore. Another diner outside of Albany said, quote, he can eat at some blank roadside diner elsewhere. He's not eating here. He will not be served anywhere in New York, referring to the governor of New York City. If he has to use the restroom, he can go pee on the street corner, another bar owner said in his blog. Members of a Facebook group called NYC Restaurant Open which are mainly restaurant and bar owners from the city, support are saying this support for banning restaurants is absurd. In fact, they only support banning Cuomo from dining. He should be banned from every restaurant, bar, etc. He's a blinking scumbag. Cuomo and de Blasio, one other group member said, and he's right. I go back to the other point I made a moment ago, and I want you to think about this. Not one politician has missed a single paycheck during COVID-19. And this relief bill that they've just decided to do that you're going to have to pay for, and there's going to be a lot of money that's going to be wasted. Some money's going to be used the appropriate way, but there's a lot of pork in this trillion, almost trillion dollar bill, is going to be used as the excuse to shut you down. That's what it is, an excuse to shut down this country. They're going to say, look, guys, we just sent you some money. You should be happy. Now we're going to protect you by ruining your life. Now we're going to protect you by shutting down your business. Small businesses that are dying right now, they're going to say, hold on, guys, calm down, right? Relax. Chill out for a second. Relax. It's going to be okay. We're going to send you some small business relief. You're going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. We're going to send you some money. If there's any time for us to rise up and defend our businesses, it's now, folks. Especially these restaurants. This is not a decision based in science. This is an arbitrary decision that's stupid. And I'll leave it at that.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.